Okay, here's a big question. How powerful are political endorsements? Answer, in part, why not check on the web? What do we mean? Well, Jeffrey Bennett knows the score, and he's our web producer here at News and Notes. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Fred?
Well, as you can tell, things are starting to crystallize and solidify in terms of this race. So you've got this endorsement of Barack Obama by Senator Ted Kennedy and his niece, Caroline Kennedy. How's that reverberating online?
Well, it's interesting. After Caroline Kennedy's op-ed appeared in the New York Times, searches of her name rose 179%, mainly by people over the age of 35 and across two-thirds of the nation geographically. Now, this is according to Yahoo Buzz Index. Now, as for Ted Kennedy, his searches went up 248%. People were also searching for more about JFK, Maria Shriver, and Jacqueline Kennedy. So the question is, what does it mean for Obama? Well, after this endorsement, people went online to check out his other endorsements. They were searching for information about his religion and for more info about his wife. But Yahoo's overall search analysis suggests that his endorsement, Kennedy's endorsement, might have rekindled more interest in the Kennedy legacy and less, driving support for Obama's campaign.
Now, what about the bloggers who are, in our camp? What story are they hitting?
Well, on the Democratic side, among bloggers, the website Blog Pulse, which measures these trends, posts about Hillary Clinton outnumbered blog posts about Barack Obama leading up to last weekend's South Carolina primary. And interestingly, on January 24th, 2 days before the voting started in South Carolina, posts about Bill Clinton spiked, and they equaled the numbers of posts about Barack Obama. But after he won South Carolina, posts about Obama spiked, and he's been the most blogged about candidate ever since. And on the Republican side, John McCain has been and is the most blogged about candidate.
What about on News and Views, our own blog?
Well, lots of issues people are talking about, and they run the spectrum. They're talking about Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick's text message scandal, suggesting an affair with his female chief of staff, which could lead to perjury charges. We called it textual healing on our blog. Bill M. Wrote about it, read about it, and wrote, Kilpatrick stays in the news, proving all the naysayers right with his childish antics and questionable judgment. He should resign. And there's also the news that Broadway's The Color Purple is closing next month due to slow ticket sales, and some people said it was because the singer Fantasia left the show without any thunder after she left.
All right. Just briefly, what do you think about the newsletter? What does that offer people that everything else we do doesn't? We've got the radio show and the blog, but, you put out this great newsletter every day. What's going on with that?
Well, we've got headlines that pertain to African Americans. We have highlights from the show. And the difference is it's called push media. It's a 90s internet buzzword. And the idea is that you get all these things that you want sent to your inbox every day without having to surf from website to website. And it's a service that we offer.
All right. Well, I hope people check it out. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me in our studios at NPR West.